in part three of the 2023 Miami Hurricanes opponent preview series. I will preview the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats, our opponent in Hard Rock Stadium on Thursday, September 14th at 7:30 p.m. on ACC Network. Well, to say that Bethune-Cookman has had an offseason full of drama would be an understatement. We all know about the Ed Reed mess and lack of facilities up in Daytona Beach and Bethune canning him before his tenure even began. The reasons for the decision they made and subsequent events together are two major topics. The HBCU hiring of celebrity football coaches, especially Reed, following Deion's successful tenure at Jackson State, and the discourse surrounding the historically black colleges and universities. The players wanted him to be their coach, but the administration didn't. It shows the drama in Daytona Beach this past offseason was tumultuous, to say the least. Now, as for on the field, okay, the enormous task that is left up to Raymond Woody Jr., he has the enormous task of calming the waters and preparing his team for the season ahead. He's also assembled a good coaching staff that includes an assistant head coach, DJ McCarthy, who comes over from LSU, defensive coordinator Robert Wimberly, who comes over from Northern Illinois, offensive coordinator Joe Gibbino, who comes over from Utica, and defensive coordinator Dante Pimpleton, who was one of two of Willie's top assistants, most recently at FAU. Now, what you will see from Bethune on the offensive side of the ball is a more up-tempo. In this type of offense, the quarterback operates exclusively from the shotgun, except when the defense goes into win-at-all-cost mode. Their defense, when they played their spring game, lined up with mostly a four-man front, so with some mixed looks at the second and third levels. Now, no one has locked up any starting spots on the team. That's due to the drama of the Ed Reed situation. They will be replenishing its roster prior to fall camp. The incoming coaching staff had to calm the waters after the Reed mess, and that has delayed the recruiting process, and that will continue in the weeks ahead. It's probably continuing as we speak. And it will have an impact on the current depth before fall camp begins. Now, we take a look at the quarterback position. That's a three-man battle there. The Wildcats have started three different quarterbacks this spring: redshirt freshman Walter Simmons, Ethan DiTilio, and Dominique Ponder, who split time with DiTilio. The rotation will continue into the fall as the Wildcats try to replace the departed Jalen Jones, who left for Charlotte in the portal. Of the trio of Simmons, DiTilio, and Ponder, Simmons is the most seasoned of the trio, but he only completed 6.7% of his passes last year and rushed for 27 yards. DiTilio, who graduated from Matanzas, did not appear in any games last year, while Ponder joined the program fresh out of Myrtle Beach College Academy in South Carolina. So needless to say, the quarterback position is a wide-open position. Now, Tyrone Franklin Jr. returned to the team after throwing just 30 passes last season, and he made the switch to safety just 4 days before spring ball started. Offensively, they'll welcome back Dakari Allen Johnson, who, according to Coach Woody, made some big plays for us last year, and offensive guard Jimmy Robinson III, as well as offensive tackle Antoine Wells. The Wildcats lose to graduation their starting running back Keyshawn Byrd and receiver Kamari Everett. Byrd and Everett graduated after being the Wildcats' top two receivers in 2022. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, Woody highlighted the three most prominent players: graduate defensive back Rosendo Lewis and sophomore defensive backs Darnell Dees, as well as Hill Robinson. All three players had significant roles last season, with Lewis leading the team with 61 tackles. That was tied for second most on the team, and Dees being the number one defensive back on the team. Now, when I look at their schedule, it's pretty tough. They open at Memphis, then they open their home schedule against Savannah State before coming to Hard Rock on a Thursday night. Now, they won't come back to Daytona Beach until after the Savannah game on October 14th versus Texas Southern. And after a trip to Grambling on October 28th, they don't leave the state of Florida the rest of the way, hosting Mississippi Valley State on a Thursday night and Alabama A&M 9 days later on Senior Day before the rivalry game in Orlando to close the regular season against FAMU. Now, it might take a year or two before the Wildcats can be seen as serious contenders for SWAC East supremacy, but at the very least, they have something to build on that could make them a force to be reckoned with in 2023. Now, my prediction for Bethune in 2023 is 4-7. In part 4 of the preview series, I will preview the Temple Owls.